Gopis are in three groups. Gopis have three groups. Those who are sadhus, those who are deva kanya, and those that are eternal nitya. So, amongst the
We have discussed about 5 or 6 days before all this.
Someone else.
In your class.
Can I read to you what I have, what is written here?
Jautaki.
Jautaki.
First Jautaki. Then or Jautaki.
In a group and not in a
those group. Who are sincerely following the regulative practices of devotional service with love for Krishna and yearn to become his gopi associates take birth at various times one by one, or in groups of 2 or 3 in the land of Braja. These Ayotiki gopis may be divided into 2 groups. Prachina and Nava. Prachina gopis, after engaging in devotional service for a long time, the Prachina gopis take birth in the same area where the Lord's eternal dear liberated gopis have Nava gopis have a relatively short time spent in devotional practices. The Nava gopis take birth in the wombs of humans, demigoddess, or other mothers, and then after that birth, they are able to take birth as gopis in the land of Raja. I want to know about this second group, Nava gopis. Why first they take birth in the womb of humans or demigoddess, and then later on take another birth?
It may be not maybe. If you are practicing and only we want to be the next servant of Kishori Radhika, don't want anything, only that thing, Krishna come, will come. What you want? I want to be Radha Dada. I want to be Rukmanjari Dada. No. You should be the servants of what? No gopi?
Deva.
Deva Kanya or anything. Any gopis? Not gopi. Sadhak. Man, that it is very durlabh to get Kishori of Srimati Radhika. Why should you not take this post? Then he takes that post, then Krishna takes it. But these are chains. But very slowly, and those who go direct, they don't, quotes and quotes, left and left, what can go. But I will be only that, not less than that, so much greed, then they will have your young ego. And there they will have association with the Shuddha, and they Rasa and every Leela.
Krishna Chakravarti Thakur has given very good explanation in the 10th canto.
That thing we have discussed very early. Very good thing. And that is very, very important.
Brahma Samhita, I have also given one.
Very good. We we have one, I am telling of that. The Sanatana Chakravarti Thakur Tika, we have discussed. Of Kanta Shloka.
29,
chapter 6, 9 and 10.
Nine and ten. Six, nine and six, ten.
In Rasa Lila, 9 or 10.
About the different types of
Bhutasubha. Bhutasubha. Tibra Virahasap Bhutasubha. That is. There are two slopes.
About the different types of
gopis. And this should be taken. Jiva Samya has also given, but this is very.
Yes, Jiva Goswami has given slightly different explanations. What number is that?
Number 8
and
9. Okay. This is Shloka Vishnu Mahasaya has clearly written all this. He has also cleared his there that in Jausaki, the munis of Dandakaranya, so many. They were practicing from before for Krishna in Gopal Mantra. And they, but their practices came to low degree. But when they saw Ram, they at once arose in high degree. They don't wanted or prayed Ram to be Pati. They were only praying that Krishna may or Pati. And Ram certainly knew and gave them. They came to Braja as a yogi. In these gopis, there were two kinds of gopis. One who easily gave the association of Nitya Siddha. By the grace of Yogamaya, they went easily to Rasa. But those who have children and affection for children, those who have been associated with their husband, they could not go, and they have no association. But they have heard the Krishna master. So they have some eager to get Krishna and to go to Ras, but their husbands
love them.
And they were separated from their Gunmaya Deha, not living there. Body, taking it, their body. Only Gunmai bhav was that bandhan were all cut off. What bandhan? He is my son, he is my child, he is my pati, husband, he is my. All connections, all affections were cut off. These are called bandhan. And they at once went to Krishna. You know, you take
water. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that the milk dried up in their breath. They no longer were any more the same.
It is here that Bhru went with his physical body to Bhru Aloha. But it is stated in Narad Upakhyan that leaving his physical body, went to Vaikunth. A sadhak is doing bhakti. Diksha kale bhakta kare atma samarpan. Sei kale krishna tare kare atma samarpan. Sei deha tar kare chidanandamay. Have you read this?
No, but
I don't know. Sei deha tar kare. When a man takes initiation of Gopal mantra kamagati or any mantra from Gurudev, at that time, Krishna sare kare atma sam. Krishna does this sadhav, those who have taken diksha, to his equal. Equal means chinmay. Krishna chinmay, and he makes them chinmay, but not physical body. What is the use of doing this? But automatically, when Krishna diksha comes, and by the association and mercy, gradually, this body's munmay bhav goes indirectly, not by seeing. And gradually, chinmay bhav comes. At last, we don't see bhakta deh becomes whole chinmay. But he has to left it anyhow, whether anyone can see or not. Because this will not be.
So when we say Dhruva went back with his body, it doesn't mean this body.
Mean this body. In the different ki drishti mein.
Second.
Other reason. Sadharan. There was no sadhar. They said that with this body, physical body he is going. But actually it was not.
Pandava
is also. And in Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Kirtan for DC always be. Material is here, physical body is here, and immortal. Krishna Sevav Payogi. That is a Ujala Jata.
So, I think we will stop now. We all have to, every day, go back at a certain time. He is saying it, our Guru Maharaj is Radha Damodar Guru, but we must make offerings. We're all, so maybe we will, at this time, stop each day. Now that you know what we want, perhaps you could, like tomorrow we could do.
You come prepare.
We are prepared, but supposing there's no question.
Then you should tell the subject and we will discuss. Some points should be
key topics.
Key topics. And then we will discuss about it.
So tomorrow we'll do the next chapter.
Chapter 33. You can outline the subject matter.
We can make note of the most important time.
Maybe that's
the question. And we may come
9:15.
No problem. 9 is a little hard. 9:15.
In the meantime, one day I want to be in Vrindavan
Urushana. So when you are there, can we come there? Or better not?
In evening, I can do that.
No, but we can go there.
Yes.
We can see you there. That is also very nice. Wherever you are, we will go.
I will tell you that tomorrow. technology.
It's very difficult. When you get the association of devotees, it becomes easier. So I was experiencing when you're telling us the pastime, it's much more visible in our mind. It becomes much easier to see in this association. But our
all this grace of your Gurudev and me. If you have not met, nothing much. We are in hell, but Gurudev take us from hell. And he has sent in Mathura, Vrindavan, and given so beautiful things. You are all the time you are really indebted to them and our Guru Parampara. If Rupa Goswami is not there, if Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Prabhupada is not, at first we are not thinking about their mercy. But now we feel their mercy.
By reading the words of the Acharya, one feels very much their mercy. One feels as if one is maintained by them.
Certainly.
In the chapter I mentioned about how the worshippers of Radharani, followers of Radharani, they feel
loudly.
Worshippers of Radharani, they feel a sense of exclusivity where they only concern with Radharani, to the point where Raghunath Das Goswami, in one of his prayers, I don't know exactly where, but he says, I don't even care about Krishna. I only care about Krishna because he's related with Radharani, but all I really care about is Radharani. So our question, or this question was, if you could explain or talk something about the feeling of the followers of Radhadasya and how they feel exclusively concerned with Radharani.
That Lalita, Vishaka, Arthur, and Sri Rupa Manjari are so much satisfied to be with Srimati Radhika that their only interest is like that. And when Krishna approaches, if Krishna approaches Rupa Manjari, she immediately says, Radhe, Radhe. So she feels, simply she becomes absorbed in seeing and being with Srimati Radharani. And she experiences Krishna through Srimati Radharani, not directly.
Kamanu, Sambandhanu.
Yes.
The meaning of Kamanu, want Krishna. That is commanded as gopi. So every gopi, that is every Radhanuga, Madhurya Bhakta, wants Krishna, no doubt. But secondary. No fall of bhoga kamana. I want to meet Krishna. It is a bhoga, kind of bhoga. So, they make up. So they want to be sakhi, sevika of Srimati Radhika. And Radhika gives opportunity to meet them. So, Raghunath Das Goswami, all Rupanuja Vaishnava, want to serve Srimati Radhika. There will no arise question that they don't want Krishna. By the Radhika, in Anugatya Radhika, they want to serve both Radha and Krishna.
That's true
Radhika. True Radhika. Sometimes, neglecting Krishna and supporting Radhika makes Krishna more. So that is the idea of Radha. Understand? Clear? The answer is also clear.
Now, we have a question from yesterday. He brought up one question about the describe. How there were, there's 96 varieties of heroes, and one third Dwarka, one third Mathura, and one third Vrindavan. Now, where is, and out of those, is Pati and Upapati relationship. So, what are the examples of Upapati in Mathura and Upapati in Dwarka?
Kuja is samanya, so it does not come in the line of Swaki or Parthi. Only samanya. Samanya means not a vishesha. You do not want the happiness of but he does not want any another person. So it has counted in Samadhi. Only for this person.
But then, now his question is, where is the example of Upapati in Mathura and Dwarka? And where is the example of Pati?
Well, Pati, Krishna is Pati of Satyabhama Rukmini. But the wives of other Jadavas who are newly married, if they see Krishna, they want to meet Krishna. So, Krishna is Pati.
Mathura,
that means he did not actually.
Mathura and Dwarka has been counted in one.
So the desire came
to Upapati in Mathura, when Krishna entered Mathura,
yes,
he killed Krishna.
That's right. The wives were on the rooftops and windows looking.
Is that Upapati in Mathura?
Mathura mein Mathi. Rup Goswami and Ji Goswami has told that Satyabhama Rukmini are the same in Mathura. Sometimes, somewhere in Puran, it is written that Dwarka was married from Mathura.
That Dwarka was
married to place.
Rukmini was married at Mathura when Krishna was at Mathura.
I think sometimes they may go back and forth. But then Pati in Vrindavan.
Though Sarvakaptaini, some of them, not real Pati, but like Pati. By some gopis, not
the mood is like
mood is like. But yet they are upapati. But they yet want that Krishna music.
They have that
idea, abhinan.
They pray to Katayana.
And Krishna himself recognizes right. them. So they knew as the abhiman that Krishna is also. Always there, but not actually married. Only garland, Gandharva Viva. Gandharva Viva?
You
told us, yes. And Jeva Dharma is also.
He
knows everything, you can ask him.
You had a question about.
Yes. Remembrance more than me. I forget everything. But he does not forget.
When you see me, you remember my Guru Maharaj.
You had a question about Lalita and Vishakha not wanting to be group leaders?
They are not group leaders.
Yeah,
but they do not have any abhiman that they are doing. But yes, they were. Eight Sakshivas. Nalita. And Lalita and Gaur, Vishakha Gaur, Sutra Gaur, and eight Sakshivas. And more than this,
but they have no
Anand Manjari. No, actual.
They
wanted to meet Radhan. But Bhatra. Shyamala.
Pali
Sadhya likes the Vishakha of
We read in Ujjana Nalamani that the relationship of Subal and Krishna had many of the intimacies of even conjugal love, meaning that he was so intimate in dealing with Krishna's conjugal love with the gopis, and knowing that he was. It was very deep like that. So what is, how...
See, Krishna used to send Subal.
Yes.
To do avisar with Krishna. So sometimes in the night, he used to go to Radhika. And anyhow, by Ishara means, by any... But that he should come. Ishara mane ki hai re? Ishara.
Indication.
Gupt indication. Hidden. Indication.
Hint.
Anyhow, tells to Radhika, not directly, not going there, anyhow by any means, by Sakhi, that he is waiting for Srimati Radhika, wants to meet her. Madhur madhur nitayam jyotrud bhasitayam sintukusam suvasa kliptakarapurudhisa suvala sukham iteta suvala sakha Krita, Dupika, Nasthasta, Indana, in Pura Chandra, in Chandra, Unima, wearing white dress, white everything, white pillar, everything. mukta hua hai. No manjir. Shubal is going on onward. And next Srimati Radhika, taking finger, Shubal is going alone onward. And Srimati Radhika, taking finger.